My guest at this time is Pennsylvania Congressman Keith Rothfuss, a Republican representing the Keystone State's 12th Congressional District. We want to get his reaction to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court declaring Pennsylvania's congressional map, which has been in place since the 2012 cycle, to be excessively partisan and therefore unconstitutional. The court also stated that if the Republican-led legislature and Democratic governor could not agree on a new map, that the court, which is controlled by Democrats, would draw a new one. And surprise, that's exactly what happened, and last week the court revealed its new map, which is now considered excessively partisan by Republicans. For example, in 2016, Congressman Rothfuss won 62% of the vote. On the new map, the district is considered a toss-up. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you today.
Well, the Republicans obviously did well in Pennsylvania in 2010, which is the same year the most recent census was conducted. So Republicans got essentially to draw the new map, and there was a Republican governor at the time, and he took part as well. What's your reaction now to the court deciding years later that that map is unconstitutional?
Well, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court took a part of the federal U.S. Constitution and put it in the shredding machine. And that part was that the Constitution is clear. The federal Constitution says that state legislatures are responsible for setting the time, place, and manner of elections for senators and representatives. This is not the job of a state Supreme Court. It's not the job of a state. It expressly says that's the job of the state legislature. And so the Pennsylvania Supreme Court took an unprecedented move and demanded that the state legislature, frankly, in 2 days, come up with a new map because they did not issue their official opinion until 2 days before their deadline. And drawing a map is a piece of legislation. It's a legislative process. It requires input from constituents. It's time-consuming. For the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to usurp the role of the state legislature has really created a constitutional crisis. You had four people on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court decide that they should go with a new map that was drawn not by a person from Pennsylvania but from a Stanford University law professor thousands of miles away, trying to project his will on the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania as opposed to the will of the legislature. So we have sought relief in the federal courts to protect the prerogatives of the state legislature as defined in the U.S. Constitution.
Congressman, talk briefly about the way the state Supreme Court is set up. I mentioned in the introduction that it's controlled by Democrats, which might seem odd to people when we're talking about a court, because obviously governors normally would appoint justices. But explain how it works in Pennsylvania.
We have elections in Pennsylvania for our state Supreme Court. And a couple of years ago, the Democrats had a sweep on the state Supreme Court election. And so we need to take a hard look at what was going on in that election. Were some of these candidates making statements about redistricting, about gerrymandering? There is a suggestion that at least one of them did, in which case that person should have been recused from this case to begin with. So there are a lot of issues we got to be looking at there.
So talk about how likely it is you think you'll get some legal remedy here, given what the Constitution says about this. And also what it means for the election cycle, since we're now about 2.5 months from primary day and nobody's really sure what district they're in.
Well, clearly the federal court should intervene because this was a violation of the federal Constitution. But again, you go back to these maps as they were drawn after the 2010 census. You know, I took the seat of a representative who we lost a seat in Pennsylvania. There were two Democrat seats in the West that were put together. There was a member versus member primary. But it's interesting because my Democrat predecessor, Jason Altmaier, actually was on record in 2011 saying, or 2012, that the seat that I was in was fair and contiguous. You had a bipartisan majority of the state legislature back in 2012 approve this map. So these districts can be competitive with the right kind of candidates. Western Pennsylvania tends to be more conservative. They look for Democrats who are conservative. But when the National Party has gone so far to the left, so extreme, that's what makes their candidates unacceptable. Again, the only way they can win elections is if they themselves do gerrymandering, and that's what's happened in this case. You took my seat where they did that. And so we have to be very aggressive with our message. We have a very positive message to talk about with the tax cuts and how that's bringing the economy back to life, about Washington regulations that have been crushing jobs, crushing wages. This is a district that we are going to be very competitive in.
Congressman, you mentioned about how even some Democrats believe that the map that was put together following the 2010 census was fair and competitive, and maybe that is somewhere in the law. But ultimately, the drawing of boundaries, whether it's for seats in the U.S. Congress or seats in the state legislature, to the victor goes the spoils. If you want to change the map, you win elections. Is that generally how it goes, or is there actually in the law something about making them fair or competitive?
Well, again, this was the Pennsylvania Supreme Court trying to read in other parts of Pennsylvania law that were applicable to state legislative races. These issues with respect to congressional districts were litigated 15 years ago, almost the identical case. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court at that time did not think that this was a cause of action. So, again, these are issues that we have to continue to put out there. And the way you win elections is to campaign on ideas. And that's what we did. That's how I won in 2012. And that's how we're going to continue to win in the future.
Last question on this topic, sir, is does it matter to you? Obviously, it matters to you. But will your decision about what to do later this year hinge on what the courts ultimately decide here, or are you committed to running either way?
Oh, I'm running. We have a winning message. We have a message of bringing relief from Washington mandates, relief from Washington taxes. We're all concerned about the overspending that we see, the debt that we see. People want to have a responsive Washington, not a controlling Washington, and those are the issues we're going to be campaigning on.
Pennsylvania Congressman Keith Rothfuss represents his state's 12th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.